If they knew how to lobby, polar bears would be in Poznan, Poland. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Why Poland? Because delegates from around the world are in Poznan, Poland for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Polar bears might have something to say about global warming because it's melting their habitat. This meeting sets the stage for replacing the Kyoto Protocol next year. Martin Wagner is an attorney with the environmental group Earth Justice. He's in Poland for the talks, and he says last week, delegates were talking in the corridors about Barack Obama and the U.S. finally tackling climate change. One person called it the Obama buzz. Wagner said this week was a buzz killer as congressional staffers arrived.
The staff members of congressional representatives made statements clearly intended to reduce any expectations that the U.S. would necessarily be able to get an agreement by the end of next year.
The hope is Congress can go ahead and figure out what the U.S. is willing to do while the international agreement is still being negotiated. Back in the U.S., Barack Obama met with the face of climate change, Al Gore. During a photo op after the meeting, President-elect Obama repeated a statement he's made before: there will be no more denial or delay in dealing with climate change.
I want to bring together the kind of aggressive, bold approach that is going to make the future better for my children and all our children.
And maybe those polar bears. This is the Environment Report. It's the holiday season, and critics say President George W. Bush is like Santa Claus, all covered in dirty soot. He's handing out gifts to polluting industries, they say. The Bush administration's pushing through rules and regulations that push back environmental protections. Mark Brush is here, and Mark, you found the coordinated way the Bush White House has approached this means that these midnight regulations will be difficult for the next president to overturn.
Yeah, they've been planning this stuff since early this year, and environmentalists don't like it one bit.
What's happening in Washington right now is a really quiet sneak attack on a lot of fundamental protections that Americans enjoy under the law.
That's John Walk. He's a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says these last-minute Bush rules are not good for the environment and they're not good for people.
These are actions that are removing safeguards and protections of public health and public welfare and the environment and giving industry the permission to commit those harmful acts.
Now, here's just a sampling of the kinds of rules Walk is talking about. There's a rule that would let older coal-burning power plants avoid putting on pollution control equipment when they expand, and that would mean they could pump out a lot more air pollution. There's another rule that makes it easier for coal mining companies to dump excavation debris into creeks and streams. And there are rules that would make it harder to protect workers from toxic chemicals. Altogether, there are more than 60 rules and regulations. The people in the incoming Obama administration are promising to go through these rules. John Podesta is with Obama's transition team, and he talked about that on Fox News Sunday.
As a candidate, Senator Obama said that he wanted all the Bush executive orders reviewed and decide which ones should be kept and which ones should be repealed and which ones should be amended.
Now, because of the way the Bush administration planned this out, every rule that has gone into effect will take a lengthy rulemaking process to overturn it. And that's a process that can take months or more likely years to complete. But Lester, Congress can review these rules and stop them before they're enforced.
Well, will it?
Well, with all the attention on the financial crisis and with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, experts think Congress won't. So that means that these last-minute rules will be government policy for a while.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Sure.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.